Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Two-time Oscar nominee Miranda Richardson has been in a lot of movies. The Crying Game, Sleepy Hollow, The Hours, Young Victoria, The Black Adder. She has two new movies opening today, one based on a hugely popular book about a... It's an odd book about a wizard and his weird friends. And one that's
Harry
based...
Harry Potter and one, the Deathly Hallows.
The other movie based on an actual real historical event.
I've been following your dispute very closely. And I want to say how proud I am of the battle that you fought. I fully support the struggle for equal pay. And you will have it, but in time.
What?
Industry will object. The Lords will kick up a fuss. The press will have a field day. It's not going to be easy.
Well, what is? What's worth fighting for?
That's Maiden Dagenham. Her other opening film, of course, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Miranda Richardson joins us now to talk about both of these films and her long acting career. It could probably take an entire week to read off all of your accomplishments. Good morning.
Good morning. Have we time?
Let's begin with this movie that comes out today based on an actual true events that occurred between a group of women who worked at a factory and Ford Motor Company. Mm-hmm. And this all occurred in 1968 in Dagenham, England.
That's correct.
And you actually play the Secretary of State for Employment.
Yes.
But the minister calls the best man in his cabinet.
Yes, yes.
So tell me about this woman and how you approach a historic character as opposed to a fictional character.
Well, the difference, I think, with Barbara is that she was supremely loved by many, many people. And she's very, very recent history. What I do is I find out as much information as possible and do a sort of cramming. I asked to work with a dialect coach so I could try and get her speech rhythms down. She is quite defined in what she does. And I just tried to assimilate Barbara. And then, of course, you have the externals, which are all part of feeling right, which is like massive
how
head
the
of
hair,
red
the
hair.
1960s hair.
Whoa. And the costume and the shoes and everything.
But she's quite the ball buster.
Oh, she's but you know what? She's a collaborator. She's not that she expects people to rise to her level of debate, and she enjoys argument, not for its own sake, but when you're talking about real issues, she won't have anything but the truth. And at a time even more when there were less women in high positions, well, she'd really worked her way up, you know. By the time she came to this position, she'd had an extraordinary amount of experience. And I came to know her as an incredibly humane, imaginative, forward-thinking, great human being, and I wish I'd met her.
I mean, you know what amazes me about this film is, I mean, you know how it ends.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who knows anything about the Equal Pay Act knows the ending of the story, and yet somehow they did kind of make you feel like it was touch and go, like there
Absolutely.
Was a chance that it wouldn't happen.
I'm so pleased you said that, because you go on the journey, and everybody in the film goes on the journey. Yes. There is a good ending, except that guess what? We're still fighting for the issues that
yeah,
are talked about in this.
70 cents or something on the dollar.
Yeah, well, okay, working on it. It's taking a long time, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about some of the other work in your cadre of films, because I can't even imagine how your manager or agent defines you. Well, you do it for me. If you were your agents, what would you say were your how would they present you? How do they sell Miranda Richardson?
I have no idea, and I feel very sorry for them. I think it can kind of work against you if you go, well, I could do this, or I could do this, or I could, you know. But it's how I have always liked to work. I would sometimes be happy to do what is apparently a smaller role because it has a very pivotal part to play in the overall story, and there's something I can do. I think it's partly about being useful. You go, can I help? What can I do? What can I bring to this? So that's how I approach it. How you sell me, I don't know. I want to keep working.
Well, that pivotal, that smaller role that's incredibly pivotal, perfectly describes Rita Skeeter in the Harry Potter films. Oh. But I'm wondering if maybe your strat, and maybe it wasn't a strategy at all, maybe this is just how your career happened, all these different, very diverse roles. And I'm wondering if that kind of has prevented you from getting burnt out by Hollywood.
It could well be, although the grass is always greener. You're always imagining what it would be like if, should I have done this?
If you were the Julia Roberts of, yeah.
Well, I had this conversation yesterday with somebody who's talking about the difference between, or people are always trying to make a point about character actors and leading actors, which I think is sort of insulting. It's assuming that everybody isn't an actor and everybody can't produce a character. You know, well, there are some people I know who are performers who audiences want to see them do the same thing again and again and again. And actually, the material is tailored to what they can do. And that's fine for those people. And I'm not talking about anybody you have mentioned so far, by the way. My point is that that everybody should be, every actor is a character actor because you don the role. You know, I kind of like to assimilate a character in a piece, and
well, so you do. I mean, you absolutely forget that it's Miranda Richardson, and then you come up in another film, and you're like, "Oh, look, there's Miranda Richardson." I mean, to kind of compare what you do in, say, this movie, the Dagenham movie, uh-huh. with Rita Skeeter, with say, Enchanted April. I mean, it's just completely they're not, just not the same person at all.
Variety is the spice of life.
That is Miranda Richardson. She is appearing in the film Made in Dagenham, which is coming out, and also in the film about Harry Potter, this small little film.
Beetle person
that you may hear of lately. Miranda Richardson, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.